Hello, my name is Peter Lord, and I'm the author of the 2959 Plan. You hold in your hands a prayer plan that people have been using for as long as 25 years, and over 600,000 copies of it have been sold. You need to remember it's just a plan, and it's a tool, really, that will enable you to enrich your prayer life in many ways. And I would like to just take the time to explain this to you so that you can learn how to use it in the very best way that is possible. So if you'll take the plan that you have in your hand, and let's look at it together. The idea of 2959 came from giving God a reasonable amount of time. There's nothing that will kill your prayer life like rush. And 2959 really stands for 29 minutes and 59 seconds, but nobody wants to get legalistic about this. The main idea is setting aside in your life quality time to communicate with God. I do not know a single Christian of any group that does not believe that prayer is a basic essential to the Christian life. And so I'd like to go over this plan with you. If you'll open your prayer plan and go to the first article that's called show up regularly for prayer. I want to encourage you to take the time to read this at the very, very beginning after you get through listening to this tape. Followed by that article in the next page is an article by one of the greatest men of faith that have ever lived, a man called George Mueller, who fed thousands of orphans just through prayer and seeking God's will in the matter, and it's called Soul Nourishment First. Another way of putting that would be taking care of your own inner being before you take care of Christian work. So many Christian workers have failed because they have gone down internally and all they did was externally. Prayer is to your life what roots are to a tree. And the stronger the root system, the better the fruit system out yonder is going to be. Now, following the article in Soul Nourishment First by Mr. Mueller, there are many articles in here that will help you with your prayer that you might want to read them from time to time to remind you of some things. The first article is my response. Prayer is my response to God. I'm just giving a response to the invitation of God, to the goodness of God, to the mercy of God, and you can read that article. When that is followed, on pages 12 and 13, there come some basic secrets to prayer. And it'd be good for you to read them. There's no need for me to go over them on this tape. But if you'll read them and remember that these things are proven in the past by people who prayed. And then when you get to page 15, to remember the basic parts of prayer. There's praise, thanksgiving, confession, intercession, petition, and listening. The five fingers represent the five things we do in prayer in different proportions. And the palm represents listening. Listening is so vital to prayer. It is the important part of prayer because prayer is communicating with God, and a good part of all communication is listening as well as talking. You'll notice that petition, that's asking for oneself, is the little finger. Many of us have found that when we start out with praise and thanksgiving and confession, which is saying back to God what he says, whether it's about sin or anything else, and then intercession, we don't have to ask God for much, especially if we're listening. He provides for us. But each one of these things is spelled out in the next few pages for you, and you can read through there from time to time. And then there's an excellent article that we received permission years ago to reprint called How I Learned to Pray for Those Who Are Lost, Those Who Do Not Know Christ. And this article is an excellent article showing you how to be able to do that in an effective way. And then as you move on through this, you'll come to page 35. It talks about weapons of our warfare. And then the next few pages will give you the weapons that God has given us. They're not carnal weapons. They're weapons of the warfare by which we can bring down the strongholds of the enemy and see things happen in our lives. All of these are mentioned in the Bible, and they're given to help us improve our prayer life. Never forget one thing as we go through this. And that is this. The most important thing in praying is that we pray, and we pray from our hearts. Then there's some instructions about how to use this effectively. How to use it effectively. And on pages 44 and 45, you'll see some examples about the sheets that we're going to look at in just a few minutes. And then on page 46, if you'll turn over the page, there's a very important diagram. God has promised if we seek Him with our hearts, we'll get to know Him. And if we get to know Him, we're going to love Him. And when we love Him, we will do those things that He asks of us, the very best things that we can do in the Christian life. And we'll do them spontaneously and almost naturally. And then we're coming now to the divider sheets. If you will take your plan and turn it sideways, you will notice that there's a daily section, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday section. And then the last section in there is on notes that you can put there as God speaks to you and says other things. Now, the great prayers have found out this. It's better not to pray for everything every day. Now, one of the reasons why this is put up in a loose-leaf notebook is so that you can change them around. If you want to pray for something once a week, you can put it in one of the days in the week. If you want to pray for something every day because it has become very important, you move it up to daily. Now, in each one of these sections, we're going to be looking at those sheets in just a few minutes. But each section, like the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday tabs, have a sheet. And on that sheet, there are praises that come from the Scripture that we can say back to God. It's very effective. You don't have to say all of these every day, because both the tab page and the page that follows it are covered with nothing but praise scriptures. Every one of us knows how we like to be praised, and we got that from God. We got that from God. God likes to be praised. And the psalmist said, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise." Now, let's just go through these sections one at a time, and they contain the sheets that encourage you to pray for different things. For instance, you'll notice that most of the sheets, in fact, but basically all of them, except the praise sheets, are basically empty, because you're going to be listening to God and writing down the things that He says. But let's go to the first sheet in the daily section that says for personal needs. Now, God has told us to ask for personal needs. In the little box that's on every page, you write in specifically what you're praying for. For instance, one of my prayers for myself is that I'll be a patient person. So I would have in there patience. God, I'm asking You to make me a patient person. And then we have the prayer diary. As I pray every day, I record what God says to me that I must do in cooperation with Him. Now, there are quite a few sheets. You'll notice in all of them they're duplicate sheets. But the purpose of the duplicate sheet is not that you should fill out every one of them. You might only have one sheet for personal needs. Well, move the rest of them to the back of the book, and then when you need a new sheet, you can go back there and get it. By the time you've gone through this book and the duplicate sheets, all you'll need to do is to go down to any stationery store and buy sheets that will fit in here. The second group of sheets, if you'll turn over a few pages, have to do with family members. One of the most important groups that we pray for are our families. And I have five children, and they're all married. And what I do is I list one family at a time and the things that I'm praying for them and the things I'm praying for each of the children. One of my son-in-laws is the principal of a school. One of the things I pray for him is that he will be a very creative principal, that he will be motivating children to learn and to have the valuable things in life. For all of my family members, I pray that they will love God with all their heart and that they increasingly will be conformed to the character of Jesus. Now, after that, there are other sheets that are mentioned in there, as you'll notice them, after the family members in there. You'll notice that there's a sheet for your Timothy. Now, that's for people who are a little more mature in the Christian life and who are helping somebody else through the Christian life. You might be at the not be at the stage yet where you have somebody that you're discipling, so you could take all of these sheets and you could put them in the back of the book. Now, these are the basic things that we encourage you to pray for every day, along with other things that you might feel led to pray at that particular time. Now, let's just go through each day at a time, and you remember that you can shift these things around as you will. Take Sunday, for instance. The first two sheets are containing prayer sheets. And then the next sheet is for your God-given ministry. God wants all of us to minister in some ways, and you who are listening might be at different stages of your ministry. And if you don't have a God-given ministry, the thing you ought to be praying for is, God, what function do you want me to perform in the church, which is the body of Christ? And he will show you the proper places. Then the next sheet have to do with your church leaders. Pray for your leaders. They're under fire. The devil knows if you can get the leader, you can scatter the sheep. So he's after the leaders. Now, you'll notice there are seven spots listed for leaders. You don't have to fill them all out, but fill some of them out and start to pray for those people. And you'll notice that there are three or four sheets for that. Well, hey, take three of them and put them in the back and use them as you need to use them. And then we come to Monday. And there again are the prayer sheets. And as we come to Monday, there are different things we are praying for. We suggest that you pray, first of all, for the church in America. And remember them and ask God to build his kingdom here. And there are three sheets there. You're only going to be using one. Put the others in the back. And then the next few sheets are for fellow believers. Prayer is not an emergency item where we only pray for people when they go wrong. Most of the prayers in the New Testament, you'll find these, that some of these are all listed on those sheets for fellow believers. Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and 1 Thessalonians are all prayers for believers who are doing well. If we prayed for one another when we were doing well, many of us wouldn't go wrong. And supporting one another in prayer, that's called intercession. And God likes it very, very much. Now remember, you can shift these things around as you want to shift them around. And the worst thing you could do is try to fill out every page in this book. They are put in here in duplicate for a definite purpose, that you don't have to run out and find sheets the minute you use up another sheet. Then we come to Tuesday. Again, there are those confessions of faith. Now, on Tuesday, there's some sheets for the lost and backslidden, those who don't know Christ and who have got away from Christ in their lives. And you might just be learning to pray for one of those at a time. And so there are quite a few sheets in that, and you'd want to take the rest of them and put them away till you could have time to use them. And then there's a sheet for the suffering saints in the world. If you listen to the news at all, you realize that Christians all over the world are being persecuted. To some degree, we in America have been not experienced this, and there might come a day when we do. But there are a lot of saints and Christians around the world who are suffering because of their faith. And there are very good things to pray for them. They are listed there. And you might want to record names on the back of specific areas of the world in which you are praying. And then we come to the Wednesday division in this matter. And again, there are the prayer sheets. And then there comes two sets. The Bible has commanded us to pray for those in authority. Now, the first set of sheets have to do with authority in our nation, and the second set of sheets have to do with authority in our state. Don't feel obligated that you've got to fill out every name in here. There's no need to fill out every name, but unless you really want to. But learn to pray for those in leadership. The Bible, if you read that scripture at the top of the page, says that we ought to give thanks for those in authority, and we ought to pray for them diligently, and uphold them that they can lead the world in peace. So there's some requests listed, and you can list others down here as you pray for the president or your United States senator or rep or a Supreme Court justice in the nation. And then people in our state, like the governor, the state representative, down to the county commissioner, the city councilman, local judge, pray for the schools, our school board superintendent, and maybe a principal or a teacher. Always be praying for somebody in our school system, because there's so much pressure on them. And then, in order to keep us balanced, there's a suggestion we pray for other churches. I'd like to suggest to you that you pray for some of the churches you pass by on the way to your church. And pray for some of them that have a different name, who have a different part of the body of Christ. Pray for them. Lift them up. And one of the safest things to pray for them is to pray the same blessings down that you are praying for your own church. You can never go wrong with that. And then we come to the next day, Thursday. And in Thursday, after the pray sheets, if you'll turn on over, we come to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible specifically tells us to pray for that. And I don't have to tell you that the turmoil that has been going on there for years and years and years, in fact, it's in the paper every day. So let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And then again, we suggest that you pray for fellow believers. There are four or five more sheets for fellow believers. You all are wondering for a week for you everything. It would just make a vast, vast difference in everything. Then we come to Friday. On Friday, there are maps of the world. We're suggesting that you pray. There are two different sets of maps, those in the Western Hemisphere and those in the Eastern Hemisphere. And one of the things that you can do is to pray for some of the missionaries and people that are working in those different parts of the world. If at all possible, get a picture of them and stick it here. Now remember, in all of these prayings, the empty sheets down there are to record your prayers and the answers that God gives to you. You might be praying for Mrs. Jones in Africa, and God would say to you, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that you are praying? Well, write that down. Write her a letter. And I suggest whenever God speaks to you and you write something down, an action item, that you circle it so you'll come back to be able to do that and remind yourself that that's something you should do. It's very important we follow through on what God tells us. Often when I'm praying for people, God will say, call them, write them a note, even sometimes send them some money according to what God knows that their needs are. But try to pray for one or more of the people in the world that are representing us across the world. So remember this. You might be a person that is very heavily mission-minded. You might even want to move some of these up to the daily section. You can feel free to move these to the daily sections if you really want to move them up there. You can move any of these around anywhere. And one of the reasons we did it in a notebook is this. You can keep using this notebook and using it over and over again. You'll notice that the tabs are covered in plastic. That keeps them from wearing out. And all you have to do is to go out and buy some new paper. And you're going to be surprised when you keep a record of the many, many blessings that God is answering. Then on Saturday, we just encourage you to pray for heart burdens. Now, many times you'll be moving these up to the front of the book. And then there are a couple of sheets that the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies, people who don't like us. God will bless you immensely when you pray for those people. And many times God will tell you how to love your enemies and what to do in order that they might respond and become your friends. My philosophy of life was destroy your enemies, make them your friends. Set out in everything you do to try to bring reconciliation. Our God is a God of reconciliation. Now, prayer is one of the highest privileges that God has given to us. It's the right for every one of us equally, to step into His presence. And I don't care who you are, God is as glad to see you come to His throne of grace in prayer as He is Billy Graham or Oral Roberts or any of the saints of the past and the well-known names of the Christian world. Remember this. In the world, we have big shots and little shots, and most of us are little shots, but in God's kingdom, everybody is a big shot. And everybody has been given this tremendous right to be able to come into His presence and ask for anything at any time. Now, most people have found out that to have a regular prayer life and a meaningful prayer life, they need to have a set time and a set place where they get alone with God and begin to pray. Jesus said, when you pray, get into your closet and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. He will show you this. Now, one of the things we found out a few years ago is this. The 2959 plan was not a plan for people who knew nothing about prayer and were beginners. So we have developed some plans. If you're interested in them, you can write us. You will notice up at the very beginning of the book, right after you get through the opening places in the book, that there are places that you can order some of the things that would be helpful to you in your prayer life. Especially on page 3, I think it is, it says new materials available. These are devotional workbooks, getting to know God the Father, getting to know God the Son, getting to know God the Holy Spirit, that are an excellent place for a person who has had no instruction in prayer to start out and to be able to follow through in those things. And then for those of you that are leaders and want to help other people learn to pray, there's a Prayer 101 program. It lasts 13 weeks, and it deals with the very, very basics of prayer, helping people to learn how to pray by teaching them to pray, and every week they pray. Right now, as I'm making this tape, I'm going through 7 courses with small groups on this Prayer 101, and we are having really good and fantastic results. If you'll notice right across the page, from the page that advertises all of this, there are 3 different places that you can order the 2959 plan or any of the materials on the pages that are over here on the side. Now, I want to remind you of this. This is just a tool. And, you know, the world has a little saying that says this: plan your work and work your plan. And you're going to find out that, hey, when you have a plan and you're willing to work through that plan, you're really going to benefit from it. People who go to spas to take exercises basically do the same things every day. There are certain machines they work out on, and they spend a certain time on those machines. And when they do it with consistency, they are finding out that, hey, their bodies become much better. A consistent prayer life where you have a place you get alone with God, you get in your closet, a place where you can be alone with God, and you have a set time. We are creatures of habit. If you will get this habit, it'll get a hold of you. And the vast majority of Christians have found that early in the morning is the best time to do this. Starting out the day with God, seeking first God, putting him in the best place, not giving him the leftover times of life, writing him into your schedule. And then they have found this, and this is why these pages are empty. It is good to write down all of the impressions that you receive from God. It is good to write them down. One is this: the faintest ink is better than the strongest memory. Another reason is this: one of the biggest problems that most people have in prayer is mind wandering. If you are following through in something like this where you're writing down what you're saying to God and what God's saying to you, will have very little problem with mind wandering. I had and would still have a very, very heavy problem with mind wandering if I didn't take the time to write out what I'm saying to God and to write out the answers that he gives to me. And then the third reason for doing this is very important. You and I are so built that if we will give a response, an appropriate response to an impression, we'll become more impressionable. And what all of us are after are staying so much in communication with God that he can speak to us at any time. Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let him hear. Let him hear. Indicating that those of us who have been born again and who have the capacity to hear have to make a choice to hear. And we really do. If you ever had children, you'll understand what this means. They have ears to hear, but they have to make a choice to hear. All of hearing is a choice. And when you write down, you know, a lot of times we write down what's important to us because we don't want to forget it. Write down a doctor's appointment. Write down that we should buy this from the grocery store. You will find that when you write this stuff down, it'll be a reminder to you that you should do it. Let me give you an example of this. One of the first people I pray for every day is my wife. My first responsibility is not the pastor and the people that I am responsible for. My wife is my first and most important person in my life after God. Now, I pray for my wife, and one of the things I pray for her is, according to the scripture, that I will love her like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, I can't die on the cross for her, but I can lay down my life for her. And so one day I was asking God, how can I show my love to my wife today? And he said, buy some flowers. Now, I happen to be one of those men that think it would have been a lot better if God said, buy an electric screwdriver. Of course, that would be very, very selfish. But you know, I wrote down, buy her some flowers. So I forgot to do that day. And really, to tell you the truth, I had in mind Walmart's and some flowers for about $1.59. But I forgot to do it. So when I came back to pray the next day, I know there's no use asking God what I should pray for today if I didn't do what he told me to do yesterday. And I was going out of town, and the only flowers I could find, cost me $35. And I made up my mind after that instant obedience. In fact, let me tell you what happened this morning when I was praying for this very morning that I'm making this tape. My wife loves to get a massage. And I have been encouraging her to get one, and she just forgets to call up and make the appointment. So today, when I was praying for her, the Father said to me, hey, if you love your wife, remind her to get that appointment. Just remind her to get that appointment and see that she gets that appointment today and goes down there and get that massage. Well, see, when I get those impressions and write them down, and I wrote them down, number one, I can remember them. But number two, it makes me more sensitive to the time, the next time that God speaks. When we ignore something and don't give an appropriate response to it, we become hardened. There are people who can listen to planes and tell you what kind of plane it is by the sound of the engine. And if you know this, there are people that are tuned into all kinds of things that you and I never hear. I know a man that graduated from the University of Florida, and he got a doctor's degree in entomology. That's the study of insects. And he could hear 225 different kinds of crickets with his naked ear, and tell what they were saying. I could sit here all day long and tell you stories. Now, let me close this by saying, number one, the most important thing is that you show up for prayer. You show up for prayer. You read that article. Number two, remember this. Your spiritual nourishment is more important to keep your spiritual health up than any other thing. Number three, prayer puts you right into the presence of God, because you can't talk to God without being in his presence. God has said, come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. The Bible is full of requests of God saying, come, 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 come. Now, you just pray in faith that God hears. God said to me some time back when I was getting a little impatient about some things, if you don't really believe I answer prayer, why waste time praying? So, the Bible says, he that cometh to God must not only believe that he is, but he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And just one other word that I think might be helpful to you. When you are praying for people, sometimes it's a long-term project. And my advice to you is, don't put any dates on prayer unless God gives you a date for it, because all of us want everything right now. What I would like to do now is to close in prayer. And I would like to have a prayer that you will be able, by the grace of God, to discover the wonderful privilege of prayer. Learn how to pray in a greater way, because all of us have to learn how to communicate. When I got married, I had to learn how to communicate with my wife, and I'm still learning how to communicate with my wife. And the more our communication increases, the better our marriage is. No relationship is any better than its communication. And as you communicate with God, you're going to get to know God. And as you get to know God, you're going to come to love God and fulfill that purpose. So let me, if you would, just close this time in prayer. Heavenly Father, this dear brother or sister that right now holds this plan in their hands and are listening to this tape are saying, we want to learn how to pray, or we want to learn how to pray in a better way. And I know you'll honor it. You honored it with the disciples when they came to you and said, please teach us how to pray. You gave them Luke 11, 1 through 13 as the basis of prayer, the first course in prayer. And when we get into the book of Acts, where Jesus had gone and the Holy Spirit had come, we find the disciples, and every time they had a need or a problem, they went to you in prayer, and you gave them the proper answer. So, Father, I ask you to bless these who listen with a real knowledge of how much you love them, and how much you want to communicate this love to them, and how much you want to show this love to them, and give them the ability, Lord, to learn to listen. Give us all the ability to learn to listen and to hear what you are saying to us. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for this wonderful privilege of telling us that your phone number is an 800 number, and we can call you at any time, and you will hear us. You will not put us on voicemail or anything else, but you will hear us, and if we give you a chance, you'll talk to us. And so help us to learn not only to talk, but most of all, help us to listen. And Father, I thank you for the Bible that is filled with promises of prayer, encouragements to prayer, and examples to pray more than any other one subject. So, Father, bless these dear, wonderful people who are listening, and teach us all how to pray, and increasingly how to communicate with you, especially how to listen. In the name of Christ, I ask this. Amen. May God bless you. And if we can help you in any way, some of the addresses are here in the book. Feel free to contact us.